It's Gudrun Lorette, the content and podcast manager here at Tublog, and I bring you another special travelogue edition of Tub Talk, the podcast for IT consultants. Now, today I've called my colleagues Richard Tubb, Stephen McCormick, and Leslie Popover, who are attending two very different events over in Birmingham this week. Hi, team. How are you doing? You've had two very full-on packed days. You've done some networking. You've done some learning. How are you feeling?
We're tired, aren't we, guys?
Absolutely drained. Yes, it's been two incredibly long days.
It's been good, though.
Buzzing.
A lot of travel for you, especially you, Lenke.
But I love travel, and this has been a wonderful opportunity to, you know, meet and learn and network.
Yeah. And what about you, Richard? Are you happy to be back home in your old stomping ground?
My hometown. Well, as you know, Gudrun, so I love living in the Northeast. I love being an honorary Geordie living in Newcastle upon Tyne. But it is nice to get back and to my Brummy roots in Birmingham in the West Midlands. So, and to see Stephen in his home environment as well. So it's all good.
Yeah, because that means, Steve, you have to travel by train. So there was no problem of Steve getting there.
It was absolutely fine. There was no delays or anything. No, it was great. It was just nice and easy to get to the two venues there. Yeah. Really good.
Good. Well, that's what you want. So let's dive in and let's start off with Channel Live. Who wants to tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, I can jump in with Channel Live. So Channel Live took place at the Birmingham NEC, which is a little bit outside the city, but it's anybody who's been there knows it's a huge venue. Traditionally, Channel Live was born out of telecoms, which is also part of the channel. But this year, they've got more of a managed service provider presence as well. So it's been an event with a long history. It was smaller than I expected, Stephen, wasn't it? But that had pros and cons to it.
Yeah, I mean, we'd been to an event 2 weeks earlier that was about five, even six times the scale of this one. But
wow,
yeah, it still had over 50 vendors in though. And even though it didn't seem as oppressively massive, there was still a lot to get out of it. And to encourage more of the managed services crowd into this traditionally comms base, I thought there was some good conversations happening there.
And Lenke, how did you find that being at an IT MSP event?
Well, it was the first time coming to an event like that, and I was very pleasantly surprised how sweet and social and welcoming everyone was. You know, you have certain expectations and maybe judgments of people of certain industries, and I was very happy that none of my expectations were right and true. And it was just also pretty cool to see Richard and Steve in their element, just meeting people,
big bits,
girls, just doing the whole thing. It was awesome.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of events and the people are always so lovely and welcoming. And you know, Richard always says everybody is, you know, keep the collaborate and support each other, which makes it really a really nice day. So tell me, did you get to speak to any MSPs, any vendors, anybody interesting?
Yeah. Any of you? We did, didn't we, Steve? We recorded a bunch of different videos. So two people I want to give a shout out to. So we got Gareth Westwood of QC Technology, I should say, in Staffordshire, and Michelle Coombs of the Tech Leader Network. The reason I want to give them a shout out, not only did they do lovely videos with us, because we know what it's like, don't we, Steve? We shove a camera in people's faces and not everybody's up for that. So, but they were great sports. But secondly, Gudrun, those Michelle and Gareth head up two of the Tech Tribe local groups in the Midlands, the Staffordshire or the North Birmingham group, and also Michelle runs the South Birmingham group as well. So it's really good to meet, you know, these people are volunteers, and you know, I've spoken extensively about how my MSP business was built off the back of peer collaboration and community groups. So it was great to catch up with those guys and just see how things are going at grassroots level. Who did you speak to, Steve? Remind me.
Yeah, so alongside them, we had James Steele was there, the person that we think does the fantastic videos. We also saw Daniel Welling from the finance team, and we met Craig Sharp from Abusi was also there. So yeah, there was quite a presence there of MSPs. So yeah, it was quite a good one for them to kind of go to locally.
I've got to say, Gudrun, as well, we mentioned Craig Sharp there, who is such a dear friend of mine, but some listeners might know, but many probably won't. When I ran my MSP business in Birmingham, you know, I sold it 13 years ago, Craig was one of my competitors. And we've become absolute, like, really firm friends. You know, we spend a lot of time together. He's one of my the people I love spending the most time with. And I've got to say, it was like old folks day for me going to Birmingham. There were so many people I was hugging and that and catching up with that I used to work with in the Birmingham area. And I think the other thing we'll give a shout out to is some of our friends from PAX 8 were exhibiting at the managed service side. And holy cow, they became like the hub of the entire event. So you've just got all these MSPs massing around the PAX 8 stall and having conversations, sometimes with the PAX 8 people, sometimes amongst themselves. So I think the other vendors were probably a little bit in awe of what PAX 8 brought to the scene. But Lenka spoke to, she was an absolute networking machine. I've got to say, Lenka was like in overdrive, you know, bringing the energy. And you spoke to loads of vendors there, didn't you, Lenka?
Yes, I did. And I took the approach of I'm a newbie. I don't know anything about this industry. I don't understand most of the things that you people are talking about. But what I can bring is the curiosity and interest in connecting with human beings and just the willingness to, you know, look people in the eye, smile at them. And when they're like awkwardly standing in their booth waiting for someone to maybe come to talk to them, to be one of those people, to be like, you know, tell me a bit more about maybe about yourself. I will try to understand, and I will definitely try to see if there's an alignment with what we do here at Hublog. So that for me was an easy way of just connecting with human beings rather than seeing it as anything else.
Yeah, that sounds really nice. So what with all of the hugging and the networking on speed and the exploring of the vendor booths, did anybody actually hear any of the books? What did you hear, see, what did you learn?
We did. I think our favourite one was probably our great friend Mark Coatman, wasn't it, Steve?
Oh, he was absolutely on fire. He gave a fantastic talk about how to elevate your customer experience as an MSP. And he highlighted five parts of how to kind of deliver exceptional customer service, and it was just brilliant, wasn't it? It had so much energy, and the tips were really, really useful things that I think everyone needs to experience. So yeah,
brilliant. And we featured an interview, it was a while ago now, with Mark, who's the author of the book Help Desk Habits, and we featured him on Tub Talk. So again, I'll give a cheap plug out there. Anybody who wants to know more about Mark Copeland and his work, go and check out the interview. So
that's really good. And it sounds like a pretty full-on day. So did you have any energy left to go along to Uplift the next day? And can you tell me a bit more about Uplift Live? Because it's a brand new event, and I know a lot of the people who are going and organising it, so I've got to miss it. But for the benefit of everybody else, what was the event all about?
Well, I'm happy to take this one because Uplift Live is more of my kind of an event. It was the first UK LinkedIn conference and probably the biggest kind of LinkedIn-focused conference in Europe. And it was definitely clear because there were so many international people flying in from not only all over the UK and from the US, but I was surprised how many people from all around Europe were coming in to learn about LinkedIn and kind of leveling up their LinkedIn game, learn some tips and tricks and tweaks and about the latest tools. Everyone is fascinated about the latest features and what's changing and what's updating and, you know, how to hack the LinkedIn algorithm. So it was a really interesting event. I think it was pretty well organized for the fact it was their first event. Like, lots of thought were put in, you know, how the event is structured, how long breaks were, the food, the coffee, the tea, the flow felt really good throughout the day. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was an amazing event. It was top notch. I've got to say, you know, big shout out our great friend John Asperian, who is my LinkedIn go-to guy and a great friend of us in the business. You know, it was John's dream. I think it was about 3 years ago. He said, look, I'd love to get together a group of people in the room to talk about LinkedIn, and not your normal sort of, oh, everybody's a LinkedIn expert nowadays. And we know that's not the case at all. So there was some real valuable content there, some real top-notch LinkedIn experts on stage talking about it. But it was a flawless event. It was fantastic. The speakers were brilliant. The venue itself, it was the Millennium Center in Birmingham. That was brilliant. The food was great. It was just a top-notch event from top to bottom.
Well, that's really good. And this is, as far as I know, Lenka, maybe you'll correct me if I'm wrong, this is the only type of content I've ever come across focused on a social media platform. And from what we've seen with Twitter X going down the tubes a bit, it looks like LinkedIn is here to stay, and it's not flash in the pan, and it's not just a CV listing thing. So what does this mean for MSPs? You know, this is something they should be paying attention to, you know, using LinkedIn as a way of meeting people and connecting with people and collaborating. Yeah. Does that sound right?
Yeah, well, I think, it's one of those events I think every small business needs to kind of go to. But I just want to give out a quick shout to Nick Rowntree of System 15 Limited, because he was one of the few MSPs there that actually has caught on that wave, because there is so much you can do with LinkedIn now, and actually understanding how the algorithm works, understanding what you should be using as your marketing. It's absolutely fundamental now for any MSP that wants to go to the next level. Their marketing, it needs to be there. It needs to be, you know, solving problems, giving advice, actually putting out their brand, because that's where people are going to go to kind of do that kind of B2B marketing nowadays. Yeah.
In the sphere of all the other social media out there, LinkedIn is the one that business owners should be on, be it MSPs, people in the IT industry, or any other professional. Because other social media platforms are designed more for fun and entertainment and socializing. But LinkedIn is the only platform that has always been designed with the purpose of to do business. It's a serious platform. You can have fun there. You can be yourself. It's not rigid. But it is the one that by default gives you the permission to sell, and by default is designed to nourish and build businesses and grow a network and to do everything that an MSP really needs for their business to grow.
Does anybody have anything else, Steve? Is your key takeaway that, you know, this is something we should all be thinking about? Is there anything else that particularly stood out for you from what I understand from high caliber speakers?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the first speaker gave an absolutely engaging talk about how we should be doing more with our company pages. We are a commodity. Individually, our profiles are important, but it's how we relate to our businesses that needs to kind of come to the fore a bit more nowadays, because company pages were for a long time not a really great space on LinkedIn, but now it's looking more and more like we are all part of, excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat there. We're all part of a team, and we need to relate our content back to that now. So somebody else speak quickly.
It's all that talking and networking you've been doing.
I think we're all our voices are giving up at this point.
I think so. I think Fortunately, I'm here to talk for you. Don't worry. So let's draw this Bubblegum episode to a close. And inspired by our colleague Pascal from Tony, I am going to give you a fun, I hope, little quiz. And I thought, to be fair to everybody, let's go for a quiz about LinkedIn. So let's see how well you know some basic facts about LinkedIn. Nobody's allowed to Google apart from me because I'm in charge. So it's a nice, easy one to start you off. When did LinkedIn? When was it founded as a company? Thought that was an easy question.
Shall I get started? I'm going to say 2007.
Okay,
we're going to go off higher and lower now.
I'll go 2012.
2012, okay. Lanka?
2006.
Okay, right. Now, so you were all wrong. And Lanka was slightly closer. It was actually 2002.
Wow.
Yeah, which is, I would have gone for around 2006, 2007. And here's an interesting fact for you, that the search for LinkedIn as a term on the internet has increased more than 295% since 2010, which is incredible. So next question, and I'll let you have a sort of approximate guess for this one. How many million members do you think there are, users, individuals, not companies, on LinkedIn?
I think it could have been one of the slides that we possibly saw on the day, but
okay.
I've forgotten it because it was just information overload.
Yep.
That's a good one.
I'm going to go 780 million.
Yeah, it's really cool. I was guessing around 800 because it's not a billion. We would have known the news. They would be making a big deal of it. Everyone does, but it needs to be close to it by now.
I'll say 14 million then.
Okay.
Random guess.
It is around 900 million.
Ooh.
It clocks up over 1 billion, I can't even say, interactions every month. So, it's somewhere approximately a billion. But yes, you're right, Lenka, they haven't made a big fanfare announcement yet. So, who was closest there, Lenka?
Would you say they were all active users?
I don't know. I think my mind-blowing LinkedIn statistics, which I'm referring to, it looks like no. I'd say less than half.
I've got to say, 900 million people on LinkedIn. I think 859 million of them try to connect with me via spam every single day. So,
yeah, I know John Asperian has strong views on that. Okay, so final question then. How many minutes do you think the average user spends on LinkedIn per month?
Minutes per month. You're asking me to do maths now.
Just guess a number. I mean, there is an exact answer, but again, I'll take an approximation from you.
I'm
85.
Yeah,
I'll say
85. I'm quite worried at the answer here. I think it's going to be way more than I think it is, and that's terrifying. I'm going to go, what's 2.5 hours in minutes? Help me out here.
That's the thing. I'm like, I can't even count hours to minutes.
150 minutes. 150 minutes is 2.5
Thank
hours.
Thank goodness this is the MSP podcast, not the mathematics podcast, because that would be embarrassing. Yeah.
I'm quite impressed with my maths, because I'm not a mathematician at all.
What was your guess, Lenka?
I would say, I don't know, 200 minutes. Is that a reasonable number?
Yeah. I think you're all incredibly generous. Because the average LinkedIn user only spends 17 minutes per month. 17 minutes per month.
Wow, Steve, I've got to say, the MSP industry is not the only industry that needs to up its LinkedIn game then. Wow.
Apparently so, yes. It does appear as if there are many users out there that just put their names on it and then just leave it, perhaps. I don't know.
And it feels like we live, at least I live in the bubble, that everyone is on LinkedIn and everyone's using it actively and everyone is there all the time. But I think if we break down the number of how many users have an account to how many of them actually actively log in at least once per month, to some of those who actually do something with a LinkedIn account at least once per week, which we bring it back to the incredible opportunity for any business, specifically if you're not in marketing, if you are in any other industry like MSPs, technology, everything, there is a huge opportunity to do very little that can take you pretty far.
I would agree, yeah.
Yeah, very definitely. Scores and winners, I don't think any of you scores very highly on that. So the lesson here is go back into that room and learn more about LinkedIn, please. And I will leave you to get on with your networking, socializing, whatever else you've got planned. And I'd just like to say thank you for listening, everybody, and thank you all for joining me, because I know you're all pretty worn out after these big full-on days. We will be publishing event reports quite shortly. Please keep an eye out on the website and on social media and find out more about how everybody enjoyed their time. And if you'd like to stay in touch with Richard, Stephen, or Lanka, you can find all of their work on our blog website. website, the Hubber MSPs, at www.tublog.co.uk. And we will see you out on the road again somewhere soon.
Thanks, Gudrun.
Thank you. I'm off to get a drink to see if I can get my throat a little bit better now.
Yes, so hope you're feeling better soon.
A strong drink at this point, yeah.
Yes, well deserved.
Cheers. Hey team, this is Richard again. Just one more thing before you take off, and that is MSP Insights. Now, every Tuesday, I share my thoughts on the business of IT with you, the managed service community. Thousands of managed service providers already subscribe to MSP Insights. It's easy to sign up, easy to cancel. MSP Insights is basically a short email from me every Tuesday without fail with advice on growing your IT business, plus cool resources I found, discovered, or started exploring that week. It's kind of like my diary of cool things, and often includes articles or books I've read, tools I've discovered, and events I think you'd be interested in, often sent to me by my friends and Tub Talk podcast guests. So if that sounds fun, a short tiny bite of MSP goodness every Tuesday, and you'd like to try it out, just go to go.tub.co/Tuesday. That's go.tub.co/Tuesday. Drop in your email and you'll get the very next one. Thanks for listening.